Hello and welcome to Como Se Sas. This is episode 4 of this trip. We're on the roof of the hotel doing a podcast because it seemed like a quiet area.
And it's the place with the best Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I'm here with Rob.
Hello, everybody.
And Terry.
Hi, everybody.
This will be our first attempt at a bilingual podcast. I'm going to attempt to do the translation. I should do okay because I'm pretty good, but please don't yell at me if something is like, you know, a little word or two are off.
Yeah. We're here Thursday afternoon, Thursday early evening. We spent the day at UNAM going to a Lucha Libre panel discussion with
Solar,
Juan Maldad. The university is doing a seminar about trying to investigate Lucha Libre, about what they can learn. It's the political and social science department doing it.
The effects on the culture of Mexico, yeah. I guess. They were talking a lot about how everybody perceives outside of Mexico, how like when you find out a Mexican comes to the United States or something and you meet them, you usually ask them, do you know what Lucha Libre is?
Yeah.
Even if you're not a wrestling fan in the States, you know what Lucha Libre is.
Yeah. So
it was interesting.
Yeah, we spent a couple hours there. We went to the library because I had this idea that I could just go in and grab newspapers and look at results, which was a bad and ill-considered idea. But
apparently it's difficult to navigate a library when you can pull up information on the computer, but you don't necessarily know how to ask for it.
Yeah.
And then we found out you can't take pictures. Yeah. So we would have had to write everything down by hand, even if we were able to find the newspapers.
Yes.
So this is a very time-consuming project.
Yeah.
And we didn't have time or, the ability to track down everything.
And then we were just hungry, so we went and got something to eat.
Yes, and we found a crazy Uber driver that spent over an hour with us.
Yes.
And drove us back to around our hotel to eat something.
So we haven't seen any shows at the last podcast, but we're going to preview the 3 shows we have left to see. The first show is the CML show on Friday night. It's mostly a normal CML card, except it has 2 special matches at the end.
But it's a very good CML.
The semi-main is Rush versus Matt Taven. This is Matt Taven's last match in Mexico.
The blow-off. Even though they booked him to feud with Mystico last Sunday, they probably forgot that he was gone.
Yeah. So
I'm assuming Rush kicks his ass. I'm hoping.
Rush is probably going to destroy the foreigner and still get booed.
Maybe they'll do the angle.
No one likes Rush.
Maybe they'll do the angle where La Máscara rejoins Ingobernables.
Yeah.
¿Qué piensas sobre Rush y Matt Taven?
Creo que será una buena lucha.
¿Sí?
It's a good match. Yeah.
Are you excited to see Matt Taven? ¿Excitado para ver Matt Taven?
No.
No. You're a lot of Ring of Honor fans.
¿Quién te gusta ver desde ROH aquí en México? Who would you like to see from ROH in Mexico?
The Briscoes.
Briscoes?
Yes. It would be very fun.
Y también.
Only
Jay Lethal, no?
Briscoes.
So the Briscoes?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wants to see the Briscoes. I don't think the Briscoes have ever been to Mexico.
I don't think so either. No.
And then the main event is the Reyes de Lyra?
Yeah, it's Mystico, Negro Casas, Volador, La Máscara, Dragon Lee, Cavernario, Maximo Sexy, Mephisto, Valiente, Euphoria, Máscara Dorada, and Dragon Rojo. No flyers, Dragon Rojo in there.
Negro Casas.
Yes. It should be one of the better CML matches of the year, just because of all the people involved. It's also tough to predict, but they could just wipe out some of the usual guys.
Yeah.
There's usually, it's the last few times they've done it, it's been someone's a little bit of a surprise has won it. I think Stucco won last year, but there's no one who would be that far. The people who would be surprised would be bad picks this year.
I think Stucco won 2 years ago.
Maybe it was 2 years ago.
Last year, honestly, I can't even remember who won last year. Because I remember Stucco won the year where Averno was leaving, because Averno was the third last guy eliminated out of it.
Yeah.
Last year, I don't even think they ran one last year. Or maybe I am misremembering, and it was really early in the year where Averno left.
But what do you think about this year's match?
This year's match should be okay. Since it's to celebrate Esto and they're like promoting it, I figure it'll be more like a regular Torneo Cibernético where people get eliminated in the order of what stars they are. So Valiente will probably go out early, Dragon Rojo, Euphoria will probably go out early, and then the bigger stars will be left at the end. I think it'll come down to 2 technicals, because at the end they'll do the usual thing where the teams split up, and I think the final 2 will be Mystico against Volador Jr. And I think Mystico beats Volador. Tu pronóstico?
Dragon Lee.
greatly.
So, Ricky.
Volador.
Dragonly over Volador, according to Terry.
I am picking. First of all, I just looked it up, and Sombra won last year, so I don't think he gets a repeat.
Yeah, so there you go.
I'm sticking my Masquerade Dorada pick.
That's right, he came down to Stuka and Sombra last year, right? I think Sombra stole his mask or something.
Yeah.
And cheated to beat him.
Well, okay, if not Masquerade, then I think it's probably. I like Dragon Lee, too.
And then Masquerade Dorada did explain his absence from last Friday, saying that his flight didn't get in on time.
Yeah.
So this is not going to be his last CMLL match. He's still around for a while.
Yeah. Although he also did interviews talking. He's more open about how he's leaving. He says he's admitting it's just a technicality that they haven't got the visa done, that he has time with
WWE. I mean, the official Guadalajara account said come see one of his last appearances this past Tuesday, so they know what's up.
But he's going to be there tonight, and he's going to be on the...
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah, today's not Friday yet. Today feels like Friday. He's going to be on Friday's show, and he's going to be on Saturday's show in Tijuana for the Crash.
Yep, so we'll see him there too against whoever the mystery opponent ends up being.
Yeah.
It was weird because in the Observer they wrote that the card had to be changed because Rey Mysterio, Paco Alonso didn't want his talent working on the show with Rey Mysterio. But now Alberto Del Rio's headlining, and he's also headlining the AAA show. So I'm hoping there's no last minute bullshit where the CML guys end up getting pulled.
Yeah.
But everybody said they're going, so let's hope so.
Do you want to go over that card? I can go through it.
We can go through it quickly, sure.
Well, we have the usual, the undercard matches with...
The Street Kids.
Yeah, Archangel Divino, Black Boy and Rio Star. Black Boy's a Tijuana guy, Rio
Star. Suchadores de Aguascalientes.
Rio Star is the guy from Carolucha versus Black Danger from Tijuana, Tiago from X-AAA and Ultimo Maldito.
Tiago's the mini Charlie Manson.
Yeah. I think that there'll probably just be something so they can show off Divino doing the Super La Mystica.
And he does a bunch of other cool spots, but only with Ultimo Maldito. He can't work with anybody else.
Yeah.
It's the weirdest thing. ¿Te viste alguna vez Archangel Divino? Have you seen one time Archangel Divino?
Yes, one.
What did you think? ¿Qué piensas?
Es bueno.
Sí. Hacer super mystic.
Sí, pero solo para lucha aérea.
Sí.
Es bueno.
He can only wrestle like a high flying style, only against Ultimo Maldito.
He did not do those 5 years of amateur training that we heard about today.
Sí. Yeah, today we heard during the conference they were talking about how any luchador needs to do 5 years of like Greco-Roman training before they allow him in the ring. Which, you know, I hate to speak ill of the deceased, but I'd love to see Thunder's 5 years of Greco-Roman training.
Well, Pagano's done a good job of hiding his amateur credentials. He's really invested himself in the character.
¿Tuviste Pagano alguna vez antes de él fue luchador extremo? Have you seen Pagano before he was an extreme luchador?
Pagano is my friend. I don't.
No habla mal de Pagano. No bad talk about Pagano. I'm going to try hard, though, to get him to say something bad.
The second match is BCS 666 versus Titan, which should be... It's an good, interesting match. Mm-hmm. BCS is a hometown guy, so he's probably the favorite to win that.
They moved it down. They had it as the third match originally, and then the third match that's now was the second match.
Yeah.
So they moved it down. I think it's going to be a good match. I think Titan will want to show off because he gets so many rare singles matches outside of Mexico City.
And it's a match that probably would main event a smaller arena.
Probably. This is such a stacked show, though.
Yeah. The third match...
Hopefully no more extreme matches because that scar on his chest looks gruesome.
Yeah.
Titan ama la lucha extrema.
Sí.
Tal vez pueda ser una lucha extrema.
So it might be a lucha extreme match because it's the one chance he gets to do it.
Yeah. The third match is a Tijuana versus Mexico City match. Mr. Maldito, Tony Casanova, and Zarco versus this is Carbonario, Puma, and Tiger. It's Puma and Tiger are also two guys that's going to be fun to see outside the normal place.
Mr. Maldito is the big guy, right? Is El Gordo?
Sí.
Sí. Gordito? He's kind of the chubby guy, but he flies around a lot. And
Casanova and Zarco are good, two local guys.
They take big falls, I know that, so I'm guessing there'll be a table spot at the end of this.
We just had our first group of people pass us by,
wondering what we're doing
out here.
And now Puma and Tiger, I know they're excited to get out there and they can do more than they do on the CMLL shows. So it's Puma's first time in Tijuana, so I'm sure he'll want to show off.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a good match. I think that the team CMLL will take it.
Yeah.
Because I think they're bringing them out there to set something up where they come back.
Yeah.
You would assume so, to fly all these people out there. pronóstico?
Puma y Tiger.
Puma y Tiger?
Yeah. Sí.
¿Y el ocho? Do you think Cavernario will do his splash to the floor?
No, not Tijuana.
Cavernario va a hacer su splash?
No, no, I don't think so.
¿Quién inventó este lance?
Impulso.
Impulso.
Sí. Copiornario.
That's what we hear every year we come here. Terry tells us that Cavernario just copied all of Impulso's moves.
Yeah.
And Impossible moves.
Yes.
And Impossible also.
The fourth match is the Copa of the Crash with Six-Way.
This originally had the mystery guy in it, but then they changed it and they added Alberto's brother, who's going everywhere with him.
Yeah.
Wherever he wrestles, I think you have to take his brother.
Yeah. So it's Dragon Lee, Lorelio Kid, Willie Mack. Hopefully Willie Mack's recovered enough from his mattress Wednesday.
Yes.
Hijo de Dos Cars, Mr. 450 from Puerto Rico, and Extreme Tiger. Outside of those cars, it's a pretty stacked match.
Yeah, hopefully he just stays out of the way.
It's not even really his style of a match, but not even that it's good or bad. It's just the other guys really super high flyers, or guys who work well with super high flyers.
Who do you think they put over?
I think because they're putting over CML guys on their matches, I think Trip Tiger's probably got to win this match. And he's been really good this year.
I'm thinking whoever wins gets the shot at Flamito's Crash title that he won on the last show.
Yeah. So that makes sense for Tiger.
I'm going to go with Willie Mack because he seems to be a regular on all these shows.
Yeah.
Flamito versus Willie Mack will be interesting.
Whichever two they end up with, as long as it's not Hijo de Dos Cars, yeah, there should be a great way to finish that.
Tonight, Mas Lucha is uploading Flamito versus XL from Arena Aficion in Pachuca. ¿Te viste esta lucha?
No.
No? ¿Y tu pronóstico para your prediction?
Willie Mack.
Willie Mack también?
Yes.
Do you like Willie Mack?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Sí. ¿Qué piensas sobre Hijo de... Porque tú siempre vas a...
Hijo de Dos Caras? He's my friend.
He's your friend?
He's my friend.
You have too many
this
friends.
This is not fair. He's not allowed to talk bad about anyone.
What does that say about us, that we're also his friend?
I don't have any friends in this match. I met Dragon Lee on Tuesday, though. I said hi.
Yeah.
I said good luck in ROH. Mm-hmm. He was busy selling shirts to everybody.
Yeah.
He has a lot of... how do you say it? Lots of young girls as his fans.
Yeah.
Not legal girls. Not in that sense. They're just young, you know, 12, 13-year-olds who are in love with him, obviously.
But that wouldn't be the first way people would describe them,
right.
Usually.
Like when I sent out that message about Lolita, nobody understood about Lolita.
Yeah.
Like, huh? Okay, semi-main is Mascara Dorada against... Could be Ricochet, could be Flamita, could be anybody you predict.
It could be anyone except the person we're not going to bring up. So.
Yes, because we don't want any problems, but apparently it's going to be a big surprise, a big match.
It's a big surprise. We definitely don't already know this. We definitely haven't already figured this out for weeks.
Right.
So
we're hoping nothing falls through, because then we look stupid at the end if they send out some scrub.
Yeah. I think the big surprise is probably going to win, since Mascara Dorada's...
I think they're going to do some bullshit finish, because I don't think Mascara Dorada can lose singles matches now that he's with... Or he's going to sign with WWE, according to him.
Yeah.
¿Qué piensas sobre esa lucha?
Interesante.
Yeah. ¿Sí? ¿Hay algún pronóstico para quién es? Your prediction, luchador sorpresa?
Motic, maybe. Tal vez sea lucha del año.
Sí.
Pero no sé quién puede
ser. He doesn't know who it could be, but he thinks it could be the match of the year.
Yeah.
I think you guys should be able to read between the lines.
Yeah.
Based on everything that's going on.
Yeah.
But,
Maybe Pagano.
Pagano?
It could be Pagano.
Maybe.
¿Cómo se dice refund in Spanish? Quiero mi dinero. I want a refund if it's Pagano, for sure. No, I don't think Pagano seems to be working all the AAA spot shows these days.
Yes. Pagano.
To his credit, they're drawing a bit.
Pagano, Psycho Clown, Pentagon.
Yeah.
Ultra Base.
And then we have the main event, which used to be involving Rey Mysterio Jr. and Teddy Hart.
Yeah.
Now they switched it up. So my buddy O'Connor is going to be pissed that I'm not seeing Teddy Hart.
Yeah.
And I'm pissed that I'm not seeing Ray Jr.
Yeah.
But it's okay, because it's still a pretty good match. Rush and La Mascara against Alberto and Jeff Cobb, a.k.a. Matanza.
I think Matanza is the guy who steals his move. that's the story I read on Twitter. But it should be fun to see La Mascara and Rush back together after their long, long separation.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Rush versus Alberto should be a pretty cool match.
That's gonna be
and
great.
We might not, if Alberto is going to AAA, this might be the only time we get to ever really see that. We might get to see it again next week, who knows? But you're never sure with Alberto.
I'm gonna go with it's hard. I'm guessing Rush will get DQ'd and kick Alberto in the balls or something.
Yes, and I'll be very happy. No, but
well, it'll be something. It should be, I'm hoping it's a heated match. I'm hoping Alberto comes to work and not just to like stand there. Mm. I actually want to see Rush versus Jeff Cobb a lot, just to see how it comes off.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see how Jeff Cobb fits into the style.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting, and if the crowd knows who he is and all that. ¿Qué piensas?
Don't like
the match?
No.
¿Por qué? Why?
Puros golpes.
Puros golpes. Yeah. He thinks they're only going to go foul. And sí, he thinks it's going to end in a low blow.
Rush faulea Patrón y Patrón faulea.
Ese fue mi pronóstico también. Sí. He thinks that it's going to end in one of those like LA Park Rush finishes where they both low blow each other and nothing gets settled in the end. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think that's how all Alberto's matches are going to end because Alberto's not going to lose.
Yeah.
So it's got to be one way or the other. It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that show. I'm hoping that we don't waste the whole day traveling there just to see a bad show.
Yeah, I mean, even...
But my expectations are high, so hopefully it delivers.
Just being Alberto's first show back in Mexico, it's going to be a newsworthy show. And who knows what will happen.
Mm-hmm. Do you think they're going to sell out?
I don't know the arena well enough, but I think if they have a chance to sell out, they will sell out with this.
¿Piensa que fue llenar la arena o no? ¿Think they're going to sell out? Sí. I think so. I think with Alberto, definitely. And the prices aren't that high from what I... We got first row seats and they weren't that expensive.
Yeah.
So, should be able to sell them.
Yeah.
It's not that big of a building.
Do you wish you could see the show?
¿Quieres va? Si puedes. ¿Tú quieres va a este show o no? Si puedes, va a esta función.
Yes.
¿Quieres o no? No interesante.
Yes. Máscara dorada. Versus the surprise.
I feel I'll film it for you.
See, sí. Well, nosotros grabamos, but
yeah,
we'll film it for you. Oh, wait, should we say that on the podcast?
No one's.
I don't know who has the rights to this.
Yeah, the video 3000 guy will do it if we don't do it.
You should watch out though, because they stream the last show.
Yes.
On their website.
El
evento pasado de Crash, ellos van streaming en el sitio.
I'll
for gratis. For
track down that website and mention it again before that show happens, in case they do it again.
And then we're going to rush back at 6 a.m. is our flight.
Yes. Our plan right now is to hang out at a random person's place in Tijuana for a couple hours.
If anything goes wrong, his name on Twitter is The Frey Dork.
Yeah.
T-H, Fredo, and then the dork part.
Yeah.
But he's the one who's hooking us up with a place to stay. So if we get screwed over, it's Monterey's fault.
Yes. I'm sure he'll be very happy to hear that.
Yes. And don't ever watch a Riot show again if you get lost.
Yes.
But also we're depending on Volaris to actually get us back on time. We're landing at like 11-something, rushing back to the hotel to shower and change. And then we're going to Terry's house to go to Chairo, which is the main event show, Chairo number 5.
Right.
Which is the main event show on this trip for us.
Yeah.
We've been waiting for this show for ever since they announced the first match, Rey Horus versus Volador.
It's the reason why we made this trip.
Yeah. That's like, you know, every year we come for the anniversary show. And this year we couldn't make it for the anniversary show. So this is our anniversary show. Much cheaper prices, thankfully.
Yeah.
But we got second row seats. We actually have 2 empty seats, I think, near us. So,
So
if you follow any of us on Twitter and you want a seat, now's the time to ask.
Yeah.
But we're going to be sitting second row and hopefully getting landed on by everybody in that opener 8-on-8 match.
You have different hopes and dreams than I do. The opener is Tornillo Phil. It's the IWG students versus the Lucha Memes kind of students.
Equipo. Mm-hmm. It's Team Danny against Team Black Terry.
Yes. It's
that's how it was on Twitter. They're the ones who were announcing it.
It's IWG's team is Arana de Plata, Atomic Star, Black Dragon, Demono Infernal, Dragonfly, Fireman, Cannon, and Lilith Dark. And the Lucha Mummies team is Astroluck, Baby Star Jr., Black Metal, Cyberpunk, Garabo Punk, Tequilita, Tonic, and Zafiro.
Zafiro.
Zafiro is a woman from Ciudad Juarez who had one match in Mexico City and did not have a good match. So hopefully she'll be better this time. But it's a 16-person match, so one bad person really shouldn't make it. Everyone should be able to do something, because everyone will be in at one point or the other.
If you've ever seen like those Phil shows that they upload from Wednesday, whenever they air, it'll be just like craziness. Dives, and then 15 eliminations in a row until the finish. I honestly have no idea who to predict in this.
Yeah.
But I got to figure that the Lucha Memes team should win.
Oh no, it's a home arena.
They could set up
a Black Terry team. The Black Terry team has to win.
Sí. ¿Qué piensas?
Que Team Naucalpan wins.
¿Quiénes son los mejores luchadores de Team Naucalpan? Who are the best?
Atomic.
Atomic Star. Star? ¿Es lo mejor?
Atomic.
Atomic Star.
Cannon.
Atomic Star parece como eterno, ¿no? Como pequeño eterno. Parece como eterno.
Es. Son muy amigos.
Sí. So Atomic Star, you're predicting to win it all? Es gana todo. Atomic Star.
The finish?
Sí.
I don't know.
Yes.
Maybe Atomic. Maybe. Sí.
I'm gonna go with from Team IWRG. They're gonna let the woman win.
No.
Just to annoy me. No. I think it'll be an awesome match. I'm looking forward to all the dives. Honestly, I don't care who wins. I just want to get landed on by somebody. Is that too much to ask for?
Yes.
Opening match? I just want our friend Jack, who's coming, who's going to be here, I want him to experience what it's like to be running for your life.
Yeah.
Because he didn't get to experience that on Wednesday, or last Sunday when we were in Naucalpan.
Yeah. The second match.
Well, we don't know what the second match is. The card order.
Yeah, the second match as best.
I think the second match is going to be Trauma versus Charlie Rockstar in a submission match, yeah, because Charlie has another show to go to at Arena Azteca Budokan that starts at 6:30.
Oh.
So I assume he's got to take off from here somewhere. So I think ¿qué parece ser la segunda lucha?
Parece sí.
See, so Terry agrees with me.
I think so.
Yeah.
And that's the one where the winner has to use El Pozo to win.
Yeah, it's only submission.
Or
you can only
Negro
use
the Negro.
You can only use that one move.
Yeah,
trick play.
Yeah.
Generally, I don't like submission matches, but I'm guessing they're going to do more than submissions.
Yeah, because it's really a no DQ match with only one move that can end it.
Right, and I think it's going to be the one that separates, because the first match can have a lot of high flying,
yeah,
so you won't want to put another high flying match right behind it, even though there are a lot of high flying matches on this show. That's why I think this one fits in perfectly here. And
it's a stipulation they haven't done much in Mexico, so there could be a great way of doing it. Or they could just hit each other with bottles for a while. And
yeah. I think I'll take Trauma.
Charlie.
I think so too.
All right. So I'm outvoted here, but I'll stick with my Trauma pick. I just hope it's a good match.
Okay.
Third match? I don't know. What could go third? ¿Qué parece? Tercera lucha.
Belial,
yeah.
Indy.
Terry thinks it's going to be the Indestructibles, Ares, Belial, and Impulso against the women.
Yeah.
Keira,
yeah.
Magnifica, and Lady Maravilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is your famous intergender match that appears to be on every show.
Yeah. Keira faces or teams with Indestructibles a lot, so they know each other well enough to have a decent to good match.
They love her on these Chiro shows.
Yeah, she's way over on this.
Yeah. I just want to see the women get killed. Is that not politically correct to say that? I would like to see the guys just destroy them.
Yeah.
I wrote that on my... And then Ares responded saying he will. No problem. So he's ready to do it. Ellos van a matar a las damas. ¿Sí?
A mí no me gusta mucho este tipo de luchas de hombres contra mujeres. Mm-hmm.
Terry doesn't really like much.
Pero yo creo que van a ganar
women.
Las mujeres.
But he thinks the women are going to win this match.
I could see that. But I think I would pick the Indestructibles.
I'm going to pick the Indestructibles. Yo voy con los Indestructibles.
It's difícil.
But, I mean, I think that match is going to get money, because I think that the whole point of this match is to have the men kill the women and the women come back and kill them.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we're getting an Impulso splash on one of the women, which could be disaster. And then after that, I assume they put one of the trios high-flying matches.
Probably Angel De Oro, Jurassic Boy, and Ronnie Mendoza versus Lasso El Zorro, Ramos, and Iron Kid. The Kamikazes.
Really looking forward to this match. I was so happy when this was the last match they announced, and I was like, oh man, I'm not going to get to see the Kamikazes live.
Yeah.
But then they announced it, so I was happy. I like the other team except for Angel De Oro, but I'm assuming he's going to try to do something since he's on this show.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing Ronnie Mendoza and talking to him about how great he was in the CWC and why isn't he back yet.
Yeah. And Jurassic Boys look good, so that's like the Jurassic Boy Ronnie Mendoza Angel De Oro side is much more experienced, but it's a good chance for the Kamikazes to go against a better known team.
I'm hoping the Kamikazes win it.
I don't think they're going. I don't think it's good.
No.
No.
¿Qué piensas?
Que gana Drastic Ronnie.
Yeah.
Y Angel De Oro.
Yeah.
No me gusta. Me hubiera gustado ver a Titana. mejor.
He would rather see Titania in Angel Dorado's spot.
Yeah.
I think anybody would rather see somebody else in Angel Dorado's spot, but I mean, he fits in with the motif, the gold generation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I said, I'm hoping he steps up his game, because like on the last show, we haven't seen it in full yet, but the highlights of Soberano, Star Jr., and Omar Bala against the Kamikazes was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And apparently from people who were there live, it was a really good match. So hopefully we can see it in full one day, and I'm hoping that these guys, Angel Dorado, saw that and steps up his performance to fit in.
I would guess they go with the Ultimo Guerrero versus Dr. Cerebro match next, maybe?
Guerrero's not booked anywhere else as far as I saw, so he can go whenever he wants. They might stick that in there, yeah?
That's probably just going to be a lot of very hard chops.
Mm-hmm. I guess they'll do the whole chop yeah. over and over again. Mm-hmm. Probably like the whole 2-minute thing he did with Kai Fan when we were there last year, where they just chopped each other all around the ringside area.
Yeah. Now, and that guy over well last year, and I'll get over this crowd.
There's no way Ultimo Guerrero loses, right?
No.
Ultimo Guerrero.
Siempre gana.
Unless there's like a huge, huge surprise.
Yeah.
Pero será una muy buena lucha ya. Yeah. Estoy emocionado por esta lucha. Very excited.
Your favorite? The Total Success is your favorite or no?
Sí. Sí. Yo creo que sí. Para mí es una. No, no. Una de las tantas.
Ultimo Guerrero always seems to work harder when he's working with on these indie shows, because he wants to show he can go.
And
the crowd seems to love him.
And he varies up his matches a lot more too.
Yeah. It's not as generic. I think he'll because. Recuerdas and Chairo dos o tres fue excelente lucha de parejas con Guerrero, Hechicero, no, fue ocho. I can't remember, but there was a good tag match with Guerrero and Hechicero where they beat the shit out con Caifán también. It was really good. So I'm thinking that this is going to be good too. Hopefully it won't be like when we went last time, we saw Ultimo Guerrero versus Caifán, and it went a little quick because Guerrero had to go to Reina, Mexico. But while it lasted, it was really good. And the referee screwed up the finish. I remember Guerrero or Caifán had to give up 3 times before the referee called him. And then after that, I assume they do the trios match with the other High Flyers, Titán, Dragon Lee, and Rey Cometa, against Freelance, Sadiko, and Mike Segura.
Yeah.
¿Piensas que Sadiko es uno de los luchadores que nadie conoce, pero es muy bien?
Sí, yo siempre lo he dicho, Sadiko merece mucha oportunidad y lo está logrando.
I asked Terry if he thinks that Sadiko is one of the luchadores that not many people know about, and he says, yeah, that he's very good and he deserves opportunities.
Hay un luchador similar que se llama Blasfemia, you know.
There's a similar luchador named Blasfemia from Arena López Mateos.
Yeah, sí, es muy bueno.
And he's very
yo creo
good.
Que me gustaría verlo alguna vez en...
He hopes
Lucha
that Blasphemia
Memes.
Shows up one time in Lucha Memes.
De parejas ellos dos.
Yeah. With Sadiko?
Sadiko y Blasphemia.
He wants to see Sadiko and Blasphemia together.
Sadiko's had a strong feud with Flamita in Arena López Mateos. And
but never a singles match.
But I think they might have had one. They might have been. But anyway.
¿Ustedes enfrentan Sadiko contra Flamita mano a mano o no?
Sí.
Sí.
I write this match.
Oh. Yeah. But he's facing, so Sadiko's facing in Dragon Lee, Rick, Cometa, and Titán, guys who are similar to Flamita. So I would think that he's going to have the same sort of kind of quality of match here, too.
This will be the type of match where we're going to die, because I'm sure everybody dives into the crowd from the Freelance team.
The Freelance does that on normal shows, so he will dive into the crowd on the show for sure.
Get to pronostico.
Consejo.
The only disappointing thing is sometimes the Dragon Lee. And so the other guys on the indie shows are not as long as matches as you would hope to be, that they're more like 7-minute sprints than 15-minute matches.
The good thing is none of these guys are working Arena Mexico, so nobody has anywhere to run. We don't have to worry about guys just not showing up because they forgot they were double booked.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward. We're actually following Titán around the entire weekend. We're seeing him Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yeah.
Same thing with, that's it. He's the only guy we're following.
Yeah.
So, looking forward to that. And I'm going to take Team CMLL also.
Yeah. I'm going to take the indie team just to balance it out from the other match where CMLL's going to win.
See, because, I mean, well, we're building to the main event, but I figure CMLL wins the main event. That's the way it's got to be. But we'll see. But then before that, they also have one more trios match. Solar, Black Terry, and Virus against Hechicero, Caifán, and Alberto Dos Rios.
That was a nice
Alberto.
That was a nice helicopter sound we made to make it sound like we were actually on the roof. So yeah, it's trios match with Black Theory, Solar, Virus versus Alberto Del Rios, Caifan, and Hector Cerro. Alberto is pretty much like Caifan's number one protege at this point, because he's the guy who Caifan seems like he recommends other places, and he needs a big match to make his own name instead of being someone else's name. So maybe this will be that match.
Yeah, I think it should be good. I think this is going to be one of those matches that, you know, start technical, because, you know, Solar will do his moves, Vieras will do his moves. But I think when Black Terry gets in there, like maybe with Hechicero, it's going to devolve into a brawl, and it's going to be pretty heated because the crowd's going to be into it. I wouldn't be surprised if we see some blood in this, because it's going to differentiate itself from the other trios matches. And I'm assuming there's a feud coming out of this, but I can't really figure out what the feud would be. Vieras versus Caifan would be a good match. Black Terry versus Hechicero would be an awesome match, but I'm pretty sure they've done that before.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take Team Solar, Black Terry, and Vieras in this one.
Empate.
Pienso que viene un rivalidad en esta lucha con algunos de los luchadores. Do you think some of the
Solar
a feud coming from this? Solar versus Hechicero.
That'd be good.
Nunca ves a Sin Solar contra Hechicero, ¿sí?
No, que yo recuerde, no.
He doesn't remember.
Pero va a ser el muy bueno eso.
He thinks it's going to be really good, Solar wrestling against Hechicero.
Yeah.
I think definitely, out of all the matches that are going to get money, I think this match is going to get money afterwards.
Please. Please.
Please. Please. Please. Terry needs to eat tonight. Yes. Tomorrow. And then, so go ahead.
I think I'm going to take the Black Terry team just because I want to make sure I get home.
Yeah. I will get home one way or the other.
And then the main event, which was...
How much is beer in Naucalpan? Para un cerveza.
I don't remember.
He goes every week and he doesn't remember.
Because he's a professional. He's no drinking.
Yeah, I don't really.
Always work. And then we have the match everybody's waiting for,
which is Voldor versus Rey Horus.
CMLL versus Lucha Underground
versus Dragons Azteca. Rey Horus has maybe more fire than Jeff Cobb, but he's because it's happening in Mexico, but got booked a lot more often since starting on Lucha Underground, especially in the Mexico City area.
He's coming back too, just we found out in San Juan Patitlan in 2 weeks after this.
So
this should be an awesome match. You go first.
What do you think of this match?
Lucha del Año.
Lucha del Año?
Sí.
Esto es Lucha?
Sí. Y Volador.
Wait. He thinks it's going to be match of the year, and Volador, or match of the year candidate, and Volador Jr. is going to win. I can't argue that. I'm looking forward to this match so much. I'm going to be screaming my head off for Volador. I already told Terry that he has one job, to make sure that I get another picture with Volador after the match. And I think if these guys go all out, there's no way anyone's going to be able to top them, because it's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping that Volador does a springboard dive into the crowd right on our side. Yeah. I will be happy to catch.
You just have people diving in the
results
crowd the whole time.
Results are secondary to me. Mm-hmm. I just want to see dives and people landing right near us or on us, so I get the best quality footage from my Instagram.
This is why I never should let you buy tickets, because you always you're just gonna get me killed.
I always put Cubs like right on camera. So. Which we actually got good news for Cubs today, because we don't know now if we're sitting front row at Arena Mexico.
Yeah.
We're gonna find out tomorrow, depending on if we can find.
Yeah. The last time Rey Horus wrestled here, it did not end up well for him.
I don't think he's going to be taking the Dragon Driver.
But I think he's going to work to try to have a different finish this time. It's going to be a surprise, but I think I'm going to have Rey Horus win that match.
Do you think Rey Horus is going to beat Volador?
Yeah.
Now that's going out on a limb.
Yeah. It's tough to beat CML guys in singles matches, even on indie shows, but I think we might get a surprise.
Should we bet some pesos on that?
No. I don't feel that good about it.
Well, okay, so we got two for Volador Jr. and one for Rey Horus. And I think the show's going to sell out. I hope it sells out, because when you put cards like this together that are so loaded, you would assume that everyone wants to see it.
Yeah, the thing about everyone wants to see is I have an email that I need to get back to you from... I write reviews of Lucha shows for Fighting Spirits magazine. No one knows if my name's not on there. But I got a question about which big shows should we cover next for Lucha, and he brought up Heroes or Immortalities, which makes sense because it's a big AAA show, and Razor Little Aries. I'm like, yeah, maybe, but what I would really love to cover would be the Chair 05 show.
Yeah,
but if no one can see it besides us in the building, then it's tough to sell an editor on it. So for my own personal gain, I would hope that they put the video out on some of the show so everyone gets to see it.
That's the problem. I understand the dichotomy. Whoa, big word.
Yeah.
But I understand that you don't want to put it on video right away on the internet, because then people will, well, we don't have to go to the shows because we're just going to see it the next day. Somebody will upload the footage from ringside or from the crowd, and you can't really stop them from filming it. But at the same time, you know, Chairo 4 took place 2.5 months ago,
yeah.
3 months ago, and we're just seeing the highlights on Mas Lucha now. It would be nice if they did it like they did the last time they uploaded Chairo 2, I think, or Chairo 3, it was the December show.
Yeah.
Where they filmed the show and they said, if it sells out, we'll upload it. And yeah. It did sell out, so they uploaded it.
Yeah.
It would be nice, and I know I'm not the only one, and some of us would pay for it.
Yeah. Many people would pay for it.
Many people would pay for it.
For
the hardcore base, yeah, in the U.S. I mean, we pay for some AAA shows that we don't even know if they're going to work sometimes.
Yeah.
And they're not as good lineups as these.
Yeah. So, few cards this year will have as good a lineup as
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I think this could be a good pick up there. So U.S. indie fans, even if they're not into Lucha, would know some of these guys.
Yeah,
they're well-known names. And the style is very much like I'm going to compare it to PWG because I love PWG, but it is very much the crowd that comes there is very hardcore. They have all the chants.
Yeah.
They're there to see spots. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing spots, you know, they're generally not interested, or if you're not brawling.
Yeah.
But you got to be doing all action all the time.
So I think that's everything.
I think that covers everything. Do we want to interview Black Terry about his life?
I think we did that before.
¿Puedes hacemos una entrevista con tu carrera? Sobre tu carrera?
Yeah. A little.
Para los que escuchan, for those listening, ¿cuántas funciones en cada año tú vas? How many shows do you go to every year?
270.
That's 260. That's a lot of shows. So every weekend, cada fin de semana. Imagine going to 260 shows per year. That's crazy.
Sí.
And como te dije yo ayer, like you told me yesterday, ¿te gusta más ver lucha en vivo o más en DVD?
En vivo.
He prefers to watch lucha live. ¿Por qué? Why?
Por la emoción que se siente en la arena.
He likes the emotion in the arena more than it doesn't come across.
Y
well,
tener enfrente las acciones.
Yeah, he likes being right, you know, right up front with the action, running around to follow it when it gets out of control. ¿Tienes una chiste story de la lucha? Do you have
muchas.
A funny story about un aficionado?
Muchas historias que tal vez no pueda contar.
He has a lot of stories. He just... ¿Y quieres habla a los aficionados que
comercial
videos,
sí.
Sí. I asked him if he has anything to say to the fans listening.
Sí, que compren mis videos.
Yeah, buy his videos. That's basically the main message.
Por favor. Y visiten mis redes sociales.
Yeah, visit him on his
Twitter
account, on Facebook.
Your Twitter.
YouTube.
I'll give you his phone number as what? No.
His Twitter is Black Terry.
Yes.
His Facebook is
Black Terry Jr. No. Oh, it's Black. See, I don't even know.
Facebook.
Which Facebook do you want?
Lucha Mundial.
Lucha Mundial.
Sí.
Lucha Mundial. Sometimes he puts up videos.
YouTube. TV Lucha del Pasado.
TV Lucha del Pasado on YouTube.
No Instagram.
Yes, Instagram.
Instagram too.
Black Terry Junior.
Y queremos que tú vas a Estados Unidos una vez. We want you to be in the U.S. People want to meet you.
Next year.
Next year.
¿Cómo
es tu inglés? How's your English?
No muy seguro.
No, not very good.
It's much better than my Spanish.
We're still trying to get Cubs to speak more than a couple words in Spanish.
I think getting me to speak a couple words in any language is tough.
¿Qué piensas sobre mi español? What do you think of my
es
Spanish?
Es muy bueno.
See, everybody, I get by just fine.
Es muy bueno. Tú podías sobrevivir.
I could live here if I came here. I'm going to move in with Black Terry when I come down here. Okay, so that's the show. We got a really busy schedule coming up because we're going to be going just absolutely crazy starting tomorrow.
Yeah, so
I think we're going to have time for the podcast at night for the Reign of Mexico show.
Yeah, we're going to try to do one Friday night, Saturday morning.
There definitely won't be time for Saturday after the crash.
Unless we're just sitting at the in the airport.
If we find somewhere to do it, yeah.
And I'm not even sure if we'll have time to upload it in between anyway. So.
Right, so most likely we'll do one Friday after Reign of Mexico. And then Sunday after the... Well, Sunday we're going out after the Chairo show, I'm sure, so...
But we'll do it before we leave.
We'll try our best, because we got to be up really early for a flight Monday morning.
Yeah.
There'll be lots of traveling. Cross your fingers that Volaris doesn't screw up, because if Volaris delays either of our flights, we're either going to be late for Tijuana or late for Chairo.
Yeah, so...
We might have to go straight from the airport to Chairo if the flight gets delayed.
And we have to go get those boarding passes worked out. So that's
we got to go print our boarding passes.
So that's the end of the podcast. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed it. We hope that we can do more like this in Spanish, because I have fun translating Spanish.
And let me know how bad the wind was and how the sound was.
Right. We should have taken questions for this one before, but we were too stupid to ask, so we apologize. But if you have any questions for Black Terry and you leave them, we can ask them and then have the answers for you on the next show.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Adios.